Grace, mercy, and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God that I share with you is our gospel lesson for today, and again, I ask you to pray with me. Lord, help us to have the zeal that you have for your church, for our faith, for the message and the mission that we have been called to. In Jesus' name we pray. Please be seated. In the name of Christ our Savior, amen. It's amazing how rude human beings can be to one another. Maybe someone raised his voice harshly to you in a public situation. Maybe you hear language at work or on the softball field that doesn't even belong in the locker room. We like decorum, quiet and calm. Sometimes, though, what appears rude, totally inappropriate socially, may simply be the outburst of strong conviction. Someone sees a miscarriage of justice or something wrong going on and just can't remain quiet or polite. Conviction, zeal for a cause demands a dramatic apple cart upsetting kind of response. And that's what we see here with Jesus. Jesus upsets the apple cart and even more. And you might wonder, why is this here in the Lenten season? What's going on? This is Jesus' zeal for God's house. Finding his Father's house being misused and abused, Jesus' zeal simply can't be held quiet. And so he makes a whip of cords and drives out the animals and tells those who were with doves and the money changers to get out. But what was going on here? If you go back to the Old Testament, you can read about the requirements or the things that the Jews were to do at Passover time, that they were to bring the cattle, the sheep, or the lambs, or the bull, or the doves. They're to be sacrificed to God to give him praise and honor. And of course, there was the exchange of money. The scribes and Pharisees and the leaders of the Jewish people had gotten to the point where they required that they could not use money that had the image of somebody on it. They had to use their own kind of money that had no faces on them. And so people had to exchange their money. Well, obviously, for those who were coming to the Passover from another country or another far away, it was very difficult to bring animals with them to be sacrificed. But it had gotten to the point where the people that were selling the products that were there didn't have them outside the temple in the marketplace, but rather they now had moved them into the temple. And the money changers were there as well. These things didn't need to be there. And Jesus wanted his house to be a house of the Lord. There to be a place of worship and not of bartering and business, but rather just a place to worship God. And so he drove them all out. Now, some people would say, what's with Jesus here? This was Jesus' zeal for God's house, a place of worship, a place to come and be with the Lord, to hear his word, to be strengthened and fed by that holy word, that they might continue to live and grow in Jesus Christ. For centuries, the Passover had been a chief revelation of God's zealous love for sinners. The Passover, you remember, had climaxed with the plagues by which God had brought the people out of slavery in Egypt. Every plague demonstrated God's zeal for the greatest commandment: love the Lord your God. Each plague was an ironic twist on the false gods of Egypt. The Egyptians worshiped the Nile, the frogs, the sun, the firstborn sons. In various plagues, God turned each of these against them. Each plague was God's zealous deliverance in action. Every plague was God's zealous righteousness, opposing false gods and unbelief. Now, here in our text, the zeal of Christ for the true God is revealed as well. He is consumed by the sin against the temple. All those centuries, roasted lambs had conveyed the Passover miracle. God was zealous for the people of Passover as he passed over their sin for the sake of the bloody lamb, whose blood was put on the posts and the lintel of their homes. God would not spare his own firstborn son in the conquest of our idolatry and false worship, but gives him willingly so that we pass over from death to life by his zealous life, death, and resurrection. Are we living today as people of the Passover? Since we are people whom death has passed over, how can we not zealously spread that word to others? Passover is the powerful word. It speaks law to those not converted, yet it speaks gospel to those covered with the blood of Christ, the Lamb of God. The zeal revealed in the Passover covers us. This is what Jesus was there trying to tell these people. His zeal revealed his person. Our zeal, often like that of merchandising Jews, as we see God's church for our own ends. We seek the glory and adulation of others. Pastors and elders use their positions to manipulate their people. Worshippers seek a person-centered service with good feelings and emotional highs rather than the God-centered one of his message of his love and forgiveness through Christ our Lord. We worship the dollar bills rather than the tithes. We give our tithes, but with tainted motives. Our thoughts wander while in worship. We treat his sacraments casually, as if they were another chore to do, or they simply aren't that important. Only God's perfect person can meet our pitiful person. The zeal of the Lord of hosts meets us in the person of Jesus Christ. No bowing to decorum if it means compromising God's house. No polite, "Well, let's see about this," when it would rob God's people of the comfort and assurance of forgiveness they should receive when they come into the temple. No playing it safe, blending in, keeping quiet, even though this sort of outburst will get him killed. No greater love, no greater intensity, no greater mercy, no greater humility could be shown to us sinners than what we see in the person of Christ. No, he didn't play it safe. No, he didn't keep quiet. Even as he was nailed to that cross, his love for all mankind was so beautifully shown as he said, "Lord, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." And how he could ever have said that as they were driving those spikes through his hands and feet, I don't know. But this was his zealous love for you and me. He came and went through all of this. He did this to show that the place of God is a place of worship and the place where we come to see him and hear his word and be fed and strengthened today by his very body and blood in the sacrament of Holy Communion. Here is where we are. Here is where we meet him. Here is where we experience his great love for us. Yes, Jesus drove all of these people out because their focus was not on what it needed to be. They were going through the mechanics of their worship. Fact is, it was in Leviticus, the directions for taking an animal to the priest to be sacrificed for their sins. They were to bring the unblemished animal to the priest, and there they were to put their hand, and the priest would put his hand on the animal, and then the animal was taken and sacrificed for them. Here, at this time, all the people had to do was come in and touch the I put my fingers on the head of this animal, and it was taken away, and nothing else was done. There was no sense of the real reason why and what this was. They had lost the meaning of what this was all about, because they had forgotten, I guess, of what Passover was all about. The blood of the lamb that was put on the doorpost and the lintel, and the angel of death passing over their homes because it was there, following God's direction. He saved them from death then and took them out of the slavery that they were in Egypt and took them to the promised land. God's great love for them and God's great love for all of us. Because we are too sinners. And we need that forgiveness. Christ's blood shed on the cross for us, his suffering and dying on our behalf, that we might live with him forever. The gift of faith that the Holy Spirit implants in us through the washing of holy baptism and the regeneration that God gives us by his Holy Spirit. None of us have come to the faith by ourselves. We don't believe because we decided, but rather that God has called us and made us His. I always like to say, whenever we say, I believe, I like to say, guess who's been there? The Holy Spirit. He's come and made us alive in Christ. He's planted in us this great faith that we have. And He continues to strengthen that faith every day. This is the great power of God. This is the zeal of Christ. He came for you and me. He came that we might live with Him forever. And He demonstrated that here, because He didn't want His temple and all of this to be going on and detracting people from the real meaning of why they were there. There to hear the Word of God, there to remember and thank Him for the Passover of that happened and that still happens through the very blood of Christ. Forgiveness that we have now and always in Him. This is what happened. This is what He did. This is the gift that we have in Him. And so we pray. O risen Lord, give me a heart that fervently clings to You and Your word. And now may the peace of God that goes far beyond our human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until He comes again.